Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A couple of days ago, last week before the series got underway with the Icelanders and with Carolina, I asked Michael Carver, former producer here at WFAN, now producing for the CBS Sports Radio Network, the Scott Farrell Show, and a Michael Carver who does his own podcast, Aisle Seat Podcast, and of course a diehard Icelander fan. So Michael has been kind enough, he's got a real job and he has things to do, but he was nice enough to come on in for a couple of minutes. All right, two games in, and where are the goals coming from?
Yeah, they're not coming from anywhere right now, that's for sure, Steve. You got to be loving this with the Islanders down 2-0 after two.
We're all upset.
No, listen, they need goals. It's that simple. They haven't gotten any. They've got one goal, and they didn't even score it. So went off a Slavin stick, the Barzal one that they had in game two. So they need to generate more. Now, did they generate some offense, and they've hit a bunch of crossbars, and they've hit a bunch of pipes, and they've gotten two goals disallowed. They've gotten all that stuff. And yeah, those are bad breaks, but you need to get past bad breaks, and you need to find the net. That's how it has to go down.
Well, okay. And what we have heard, and see, you're not really giving any excuses. You are talking about reality and getting breaks, and you need breaks to win. I mean, like I've said before 100 times already over the if luck is a residue of design, you have to design some of your own luck.
Well, look, I'm sure that Carolina went home last night thinking, man, I mean, they could have beat us today. They hit a bunch of crossbars. I think one player said to Arthur Staple, who covers them for The Athletic, it's like we had a horseshoe, you know, with us today. So there is luck involved in winning these series. You need a little bit of it, and Carolina got some this weekend at the Barclays Center.
All right, now let me ask you something, and it's all hypothetical, but listening to Icelander fans since game two, you know, I'm hearing it's the Barclays Center, I'm hearing it's the ice, I'm hearing all these kinds of excuses, and again, maybe it is part of the equation. But it really gets down to getting that offense and scoring some goals, as you say.
Look, there was a distinct difference. There's no question. You were just there 2 weeks ago for game two against the Penguins. So it's fresh in your mind being at the Nassau Coliseum, which is part of the deal here. I thought that Friday night wasn't as good as it could have been. It was a late arriving crowd. Could have been a little bit better. I thought yesterday it was loud. People were into it. It was good. It was a 3 o'clock game. They got there early. Look, the ice is bad at both places. All right, the ice isn't good.
For both teams,
sure. And listen, it's late April, almost the beginning of May. They were complaining about the ice in Boston last week in the Bruins Maple Leaf series. The ice is bad everywhere when you get to the warmer weather. It is what it is. The ice has always been bad at Barclays, and I can tell you from the people that I talk to, the ice was bad at the Nassau Coliseum this year too. And they won games there. They won the same amount. They beat the Penguins twice there. I get it. It's different. But I don't want to hear about the arena when you're down 0-2 right now. That's not why they're down 0-2.
Right. All right. We have a call for you. The Wizard of Ozzy is calling from Woodridge. And, Michael, you know that Ozzy.
Of course.
The Wizard of Ozzy is also an Icelander fan. It's like I'm overcome here. Go ahead, the Wizard of Ozzy.
Mike, much respect for all that you do for Icelander Nation.
Thank you, Ozzy.
No, thank you on behalf of us all.
I really appreciate that. I'm glad that you guys love it. I love doing it.
Yeah, bring something else to the table other than that.
I'll tell you what I bring.
All right, well, bring it and hurry up.
The fearsome forecaster's prediction of Isles in six is right on track, brother. Am I wrong or am I right?
Now, of course, you're never wrong, and neither is the fearless forecaster, and don't you forget it.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Ozzy.
Haven't been the same since Boychuk went down, kid. Offense aside, he's that on-ice leader. Haven't been the same.
Yeah, listen, they're going to miss Johnny Boychuk. They did over the first two games. There's no doubt about that. At least they have a capable fill-in in Hickey. I didn't think they played that badly defensively, Oz. I know that scoring goals is the issue here, but that's a team in Carolina that really outshot them a lot when they played them in the regular season. They like to control offense. I thought the Islander defense did okay, but you're right. In a leadership aspect, missing Boychuk definitely hurts.
All right, you're down two games to none. Do you expect some adjustments, some changes to be made for game three?
I don't think they have to make that many changes. I'd feel a lot worse about this if I thought they played bad Friday and Sunday. I didn't think they played bad. I thought they played their game. Barry Trotz has them playing a very regimented, structured style. He knows what he wants to do out there, and they were doing that. And I feel like if they keep doing it, they will find the net. It's going to come.
Have we, and the reaction from the team has to be after game two and the first two games, you're down two games to none. They have to be, are they, let me ask you this, are they sad and disappointed? Are they hanging their heads? Or are they just basically using the two losses to pick it up and play a little bit better and using the two losses as part of motivating themselves for game three and beyond?
I don't think I didn't see any holding the head, you know, lowering the heads. I didn't see any of that. Everybody seemed very confident, including Barry Trotz, the players, everybody did. Steve, they didn't lose three games in a row in regulation all year. Every time you thought that the Islanders maybe were going to go into a little bit of a losing streak or they were going to have a really bad stretch, they ended up picking themselves back up and responding. That's kind of been their thing this year. When you think that they're about to be down, they always come back and give you something. So I'm thinking that maybe this might play into what they've done this year, where they had a couple games where they didn't find the net, they're down 0-2. I could see them respond here Wednesday night, no doubt.
Okay, so you're not writing them off. And we certainly know that being down two games to none, even though they're going on the road now, certainly you're not saying that they are going to throw in the towel. And because the games have been this close.
Yeah, that's what makes me not throw in the towel. These games have been right there. And this scenario has happened a lot in NHL history. I think I saw today was 91 or 92 times that the team has been down 0-2 after losing the first two games at home. 20 times the team ended up winning the series. All so right. That's a fair amount. Last year, Barry Trotz, of course, his Capital team went on to win the Cup. They were down 0-2 in the first round to Columbus, lost the first two games at home. They then won four straight to win that series. That was obviously a Cup-winning team. This is a little different being the Islanders, but it has happened before. It's not impossible.
All right, so no line changes, no real adjustments. Continue to play good hockey and hope to get the breaks.
Well, they might. We'll see what happens. Cal Clutterbuck left the game late on Sunday. We'll see what happens with him.
No, is he hurt again?
No update yet. Yeah, he kind of got carried off the ice a little bit towards the end. No update on him yet, of course, because very cloak and dagger with the NHL when it comes to injuries. So we probably won't know till Wednesday night if Cal Clutterbuck is going to play. If he doesn't, Michael Dal-Cole, who's been kind of their regular fill-in guy, he's been with the team all year, he'll probably play if Clutterbuck cannot play. And that would be big for them because that fourth line of Clutterbuck, Cizikas, and Matt Martin, they work the best when the three of them are together. So when you take one of those three guys away, the other two always don't seem to be the same. So it would hurt that aspect if Clutterbuck doesn't play on Wednesday.
And because you watch Notre Dame football, how about the corner, Love?
Bryce Love, yes, Love. Listen, he's a very good player. I think that the Giants are going to do very well with him. I loved him at Notre Dame. I thought he was excellent.
All right.
Mike, a steal for the G-men.
What is
Something
it?
Went right over the weekend.
So you love Love. All right. So it's the Aisle Seat Podcast with Michael Carver.
That's correct. Aisle Seat Podcast, iTunes, Google Podcast, aisleseat.com, all the places you can get it, everywhere.
That's a lot of technology right there, and the Icelander fan ought to be paying attention to what he's been doing with the Icelanders and his podcast and everything. Michael, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay, you notice I'm not wishing him good luck because we don't do that.
You picked the Islanders in six?
No, Ozzy is like on drugs again.
Isles in seven.
Isles in seven. What is he trying? A little play on words.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.